Welcome to The Ether. Today is Wednesday, May 4th, 2022. Today on The Ether, the next Prism Lock Drop AMA, hosted by CFI. Let's take a listen.
Looks like we got Steffi in here.
Hey, hello, guys, sir. My apologies. We were doing a spaces there and got into a question and kind of dragged on a bit.
Oh, all good.
But yeah.
All good. Yeah, we're on time, so not a problem at all. Thanks for joining.
Cool. Yeah, it looks like we got, so there's a room full of folks that are kind of swapping over rooms too, so we might take just a second. But so the Nexus Protocol gang here just sort of approached me and said, hey, can we do a discussion about this Next Prism lock drop? And I was like, yeah, sure, I want to know all about it, because basically I've got some Prism token, and mainly as a user of that coin, I'm just interested in like different opportunities, and that's sort of the story. Just as a point of like disclosure, I do have some PSI token related to Nexus Protocol, therefore just kind of like leaving that out there. If you want to pump the token, go right ahead. It's, but don't look at me. Otherwise, I'm mostly just interested in seeing like what the protocol is going to do for us as far as like utility. But yeah, take it away, guys.
Yeah, absolutely. And Steffi, we were kind of, actually, can you hear me? Looks like my connection.
Yeah, you're better now. You broke off for a second.
Okay, cool. Yeah, it told me my connection was breaking up. But yeah, we did kind of a YouTube live with Danku and the Prism team a couple days ago. So for people that were able to attend that, they kind of heard some of the same stuff that we'll go through today. But we also wanted to have maybe more of like a informal kind of community town hall type of event where, you know, Steffi, I know you're a big fan of Prism, and we actually heard some true alpha get leaked on that show with Danku. So if you were able to attend that, you kind of heard some of that stuff, and some of that is related to kind of amps and the future of amps and how that's going to play out. And yeah, we wanted to have kind of more of a town hall session where we can kind of go through that same content, but then open it up for more sort of community questions and field sort of some of any questions that you guys have about the lock drop event. So
yeah,
that's sort of the idea.
Maybe you guys can cover some of the technical aspects, and the questions I had as a user, we can maybe cover from the angle of like, what kind of opportunities does this represent? Which type of user would like most likely benefit, et cetera, et cetera. So we'll kind of look at it from both angles.
Yeah, absolutely. So I just want to also introduce Papelia, who's on stage here as well. Papelia is one of our team members at Nexus. He is instrumental within our research division. So we have a few people that are kind of focused on research, both in terms of future products, business models, but also like researching the ecosystem and trying to understand, you know, what's going on and stuff like that. And Papelia has been super critical, not just with the Next Prism lock drop, but also with other stuff that we've been working on. So we can go into as much detail as you guys want in terms of kind of technical depth, and we should be able to kind of parse through, you know, those types of questions. And also just wanted to introduce you guys to Papelia, and Papelia, thanks for being on as well.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Tundra. And it is a pleasure for me to be here and try to respond to the community question as well as Steffi question.
The gauntlet.
Just to kind of Yeah, just to kind of get people on the same page here, I'm sort of following along on the actual Nexus Protocol page, if anyone is on their computer, on their phone. But it's terra.nexusprotocol.app /lockdrop. So if you go to their site, you'll be able to kind of potentially follow along if you're interested. And, you know, maybe some of my questions will emerge from, like, maybe some of the stuff on the site itself. And, yeah, maybe describe for folks first, what X-Prism is, and what do you guys think you're bringing to the table from the perspective of the user, and, like, what benefits does it have to the Nexus protocol itself? Because obviously some people here are, like, Nexus coin holder or PSI coin holders, for example. So maybe look at it from both angles.
If you don't mind, Nick, I would try to answer this.
Go for it, sir.
Okay, so what NexPrism is basically, I'm sure many of you of the community are familiar with Convex, and so basically NexPrism is the same, not the same, but a very similar concept applied to Prism, and in particular to the farming event, where with Wailuna and AMPs you can get rewards, which are divided in base rewards and boosted rewards. For base rewards, you only need Wailuna. For boosted rewards, you need Wailuna and AMPs. And what Nexus is bringing to the table is the ability to monetize AMPs for every users, despite their amount of Wailuna. Because the thing is that AMPs are not really worth something unless you are also exposed to Wailuna. I'm not considering the future development that might happen with the governance and stuff like that, because this is something that needs to be discussed with the Prism team. But at the current state, AMPs are really worth something if you can pair it with Wailuna and therefore getting some more rewards. So if someone wants to maximize the rewards that he is getting from this farming event of Prism, he needs, at the current state, he needs to have both Wailuna and X-Prism pledged that are accruing AMPs. And what we are bringing is that basically Nexus would be the place where one can deposit Wailuna and X-Prism. And basically, we are going to pair with all of the users Wailuna and all of our AMPs. Basically, we are going to pair that all together and get rewards. And those rewards will then be redirected to Wailuna, to the people that have staked and Wailuna, which is Nexus Wailuna, and the people that have staked NexPrism, which is the staking derivative for XPrism. And basically this is the general architecture. And maybe you guys are interested in what's the technical differences between Convex, as we know, and NexPrism. And those technical differences are basically to account for the difference between both SQL model and AMPs model. If you want to picture in your head what the difference is, with both SQL model, like VECRV, you pay the, when you lock initially, you pay all the opportunity cost, because you will not be able to withdraw any of your CRV until the locking period has expired. Instead, with the AMPs model or Platypus model, the opportunity cost initially is zero, but then this opportunity cost increases over time, since moving your X prism means that you are going to lose amps. So why this is relevant? Because basically what happens when what happened with the Platypus model is that it is much more wild in the sense that is difficult to know how the amps distribution will evolve over time. So this means that, yeah, it is a bit more, I would describe it as wild. As and so for taking that into account, we thought of creating a dynamic distribution model for the rewards, the Prism rewards that are farmed in our vault. And basically what we are trying to achieve is maximizing the rewards. And the concept here is that we are going to have some ratio between Y Luna and amps. Okay, let's say that we have a certain TDL, which is in Y Luna and X Prism. And then we ask the question, what if we have slightly less Y Luna or slightly more and slightly more or less X Prism? Would we get more rewards, less rewards? That is the answer that we are trying to we ask ourselves. And basically we are going to adjust the yield distribution in order to get the asset that is most needed. So for example, if we need more Y Luna, we are going to increase the rewards. Then we are going to decrease, we are going to increase the percentage share of the rewards for Y Luna and decrease the that percentage for Next Prism. So for example, if the yield distribution is, let's say, 60% rewards to Y Luna, 40% rewards to Next Prism, then and we make the computation, we see that we need more Y Luna, then we change that 60% to some higher value, which would be 63.
You're basically incentivizing rebalancing by improving the yield of the rewards you can get by providing the asset that the protocol needs most, right?
Yeah, exactly. And this computation will be done every 8 hours. And so, this is basically it was impossible to do active management of the funds because, X Prism, you cannot sell it, otherwise you lose the amps. And Y Luna also cannot be converted in X Prism directly from our side because those who have N Y Luna can always withdraw at any time. So active management of the funds was not possible. And so we try to incentivize participation for incentivize the asset that we need most is deposited by increasing the yield distribution for that particular asset.
Excellent. I think I understand that now. Now let's get into briefly. So I'm on the site now, the Terra.nexusprotocol.app, and the lock drop page is one of the features here. So number one, has this actually started yet? And when is the first and last day to do this?
So yeah, I think it has started. It may have started like 30 minutes ago. And Sefi, before you joined, I mentioned that after we get off the call here, we'll be making that like a public announcement that this has actually already begun.
Okay.
But the last day for it is, I think, 4 days from today. So users will have basically 4 days to make up their mind on if they want to participate and to what level. And actually, I want to just double check that. Actually, Seth, you might be looking at it right now. It should say, let's see.
Yeah, it says 4 days, 42 minutes left to deposit is what it says on here.
Yeah. Yep. And then that fifth day, so this is kind of like we pulled this model almost directly from AstroPort. So how it will work is you'll have 4 days to determine if you want to participate and to what level you'd like to participate. You know, how long would you like to lock up your prism for? And there's a multiplier effect in terms of how much psi rewards you'll get as a result of that. And then that fifth day deposits are no longer possible. And the total percentage of tokens that a user can withdraw from the lock drop decreases linearly per block basis until the end of the lock drop event. So basically you have 4 days to sort of come in and out of the event as you'd like to. And then that fifth day, deposits are no longer available and you'll only be able to withdraw like a diminishing amount on a linear block basis until the end of the event. So that's sort of the schedule for
and,
the event.
And the reason for people to get in and out of to exit this would be if they're like, yeah, I don't know if the ROI that I'm going to be getting is sufficiently high enough or something like that. And then they decide, okay, I want to, not put as much in or put as much in depending on what their feeling is on the benefits to them. And then when you exit this thing, now there's two parts to this page. One is there's like a section called calculate future yield. So that's just a calculator, huh? That's not really, it's not where you actually deposit anything. So the only button on here I see of any significant relevance as far as interacting with this would be just the lock X prism button. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. And then, you know, you'll be prompted to decide how long you'd like to lock for. But yeah, that would be it.
Okay. So we would basically kind of, if you type in, a certain amount of prism in here, like for example, if I put in 1 million prism, it's giving me estimated rewards of 22 million PSI, estimated ROI of 138.88% in this particular example. It's estimating that, I guess, based on like the PSI theoretical current token price. And are there any other like presumptions this thing is making for this lock drop component?
No, it is mainly the price and the ratio between your weight and the weight of the sum of the weight of everyone else, where one's weight is X prism amount times the multiplier, lock time multiplier. You can see the multiplier for the each lock period in the lock drop details section.
Yeah, it looks like it's the highest ROI, of course, is on the longer time frame, 10 months. I typed in 10 million X prism, which should, just for reference, that'd be about $5 million worth. And that actually gets down to about an estimated ROI of about 15.31% on that. And people should remember that X prism itself goes up in value. So you're not giving up your prism yield in the sense that your X prism still, like when you get out of this lock drop, correct me if I'm wrong, guys, but you would get back the original X prism you deposited, and in addition to whatever PSI yield, correct?
Slightly incorrect in the sense that after the lock period has expired, you would get next prism X prism LP tokens.
Okay.
So, for example, if you deposit one X prism, you are going to get some LP tokens, which are constituted by, let's say, 0.5 X prism and 0.5 next prism. So take that one X prism and split it 50-50. So after the lock period, you will get the LP token. So possibly the value in X prism of your LP token might have increased due to the fees that the LP token will generate. And possibly, there is no certainty about that, but it is possible that
I see.
that the token would get also the Astro rewards. Well, it is possible. It's not. We will need to go through the Astro governance, but it is a possibility.
So I think the important component here to think about then, besides the, of course, the rewards for lockup, the next Prism token, what are the mechanisms for that to keep its peg to the Prism token? Like, what are the incentives there? Are there going to be reasons why people might want to get the next Prism token if its price is cheaper than the X Prism token, for example?
Basically, if the price of Next Prism is cheaper, then the EPR for Next Prism would increase. So basically, as soon as the price drops, the EPR for depositing Next Prism increases accordingly. And so this is the mechanism that
So that's the same mechanism you mentioned before then, correct?
It is the same mechanism that has, for example, the pool CVX CRV. So if the price of CVX CRV is lower, then you can buy it from the market and deposit it on Convex and get higher APR. No, it's not the same mechanism as before. What I want to say is that let's say that the yield that will be redirected towards Next Prism is, I don't know, $10. Okay, totally random number. Okay, $10 divided by Next Prism value is the APR. And if Next Prism value is lower, then this APR will be higher because you can enter the strategy with less capital.
Okay, understood. So got it. I think I understand now. So
sorry if I interrupt you. I want to mention that a criticism for this is that maybe in 10 months time, Next Prism utility will be zero, in the sense that maybe the farming event would be the last occasion where AMS are going to be useful. Well, that is a possibility. It's not completely on us to know these things. Prism team will surely have something in mind, but in the case that AMPs will no longer be useful, then the Nexus team will surely raise a proposal for making back the conversion from Next Prism to X Prism, because if the product is no longer there, then it's not fair to in my opinion, to still have the fact that you cannot convert back. So in that event, the conversion, possibly we will go throughout governance voting for sure. And if that vote is positive, then there will be the conversion back from Next Prism to X Prism. So I want just to assure everyone
that's the risk that is that two things. One is that AMPs aren't useful, because if you've used Prism, obviously you've played with that system and understand what that does, hopefully. If you find that, so right now the AMP's primary purpose is to earn you more yield on your Y Luna, right? Outside of that, what he's saying is there is no other utility for AMPs, and that ends in like 10 months or something like that, whenever the Prism farming is over. I believe 2 months is complete as of now. So at that 10-month period, if Prism hasn't come up with some new interesting tactic for making AMPs useful, then there could be an issue with the incentive to for people to keep the next Prism token, in which case there's the possibility that people could be selling that for whatever reason and causing a DPEG. On the other hand, so if there are possible other utilities for the amps, then the question is, whatever those utilities might be, the second component would be that Nexus has some new components that are added to benefit from those amps, right? Is that Yep. Is that what I'm thinking?
That's exactly right, Seffy. And I again alluded to this before you jumped on, but actually Hyperion from Prism basically confirmed on that YouTube live with Banku that they're already working on kind of future utility for amps. So I think that was actually some alpha. They haven't necessarily like tweeted about that, but you can go back and watch that video and kind of see what I'm talking about. I think it was kind of in the back half.
Jimmy had alluded in the last hour with me to some things coming out even as early as end of week as far as new components to their system, not necessarily related to amps, but definitely they're making some progress. So we'll see how that goes. But yeah, hopefully everyone understands what we're talking about here. He's just describing like a priori that there are some risks that are not specific to Nexus. The system is basically built to optimize a system that Prism has created and create a new kind of like investment vehicle, so to speak, related to something that someone else has made. This is a composability thing. And therefore, not everything that Prism does is under Nexus's control, is what they're trying to say here. So that's the short form of this. And let me ask you a slightly different question, guys. So there's this lock drop where you can put X Prism and you can lock it for a protracted period of time. I'm assuming there's a page that goes to this that hasn't come on board online yet. What is the next step of this going to look like from a user experience? So let's say someone does not participate in the lock drop component of this. What types of ways are people going to be able to contribute after the fact, like after the lock drop component? And how will the yields differ for people that don't participate in this and only participate in like the main event, so to speak?
Yeah, so I'll take a crack at that, Seffy. So in terms of user's perspective, like outside of the lock drop event, what this is actually going to look like when you visit Nexus and you're interacting with Next Prism, there will actually be two separate vaults that will be on the vault tab on Nexus. So there'll be a vault for X Prism and a vault for Y Luna. And so from a user's perspective, outside of the lock drop event, user can come to Nexus and simply enter the X Prism vault or the Y Luna vault and participate that way. So what they're going to be missing out on is, of course, the Psi that we're distributing as a part of this lock drop event to bootstrap X Prism so that we can start generating amps. To create kind of like this virtuous cycle where we can accrue more Y Luna and accrue more X Prism. So from user's perspective outside of the lock drop, there will be two separate vaults, one for Y Luna, one for X Prism. And then in terms of what they're missing out on, like I said, they'll be missing out on the Psi rewards that we're distributing to incentivize the lock drop.
And if I stick some Y Luna into the Y Luna vault, what am I getting in return for that in that situation? What coin is being delivered?
Two options, actually. First option is that you are going to receive Prism tokens. And the second option would be an auto-compounding feature so that you will be able to auto-compound those Prism rewards when they are vested, because you know there is this 30 days period of the Prism rewards that you get. So after the 30 days, those Prism rewards, if you want, could be sold for more Y Luna and basically doing auto compounding the tokens are NY Luna, so Nexus Y Luna, and CNY Y Luna, which is the auto-compounded form.
Will you have the possibility of auto-compounding the X prism to get more X prism, or is that not part of the feature for that piece of the vault?
Yeah. Yes. Yes. From the last, the other side, the next prism vault, you can stake next prism and get prism rewards, but you can also do the auto compounding feature. So see next prism. the names are getting a little bit lengthy, but hopefully, yeah, it is clear that if there is an N of Nexus before the name, it means that it is basically a recipe, and with that recipe you can always withdraw. If there is next, then it is resembling the convex architecture, and if there is a C in front of that, it means compounded. So there will be, yeah, four native tokens: next prism, C next prism, NY Luna, CNY Luna.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, I think I get it. Okay. So that piece of the site is going to open up in what, approximately 4 or 5 days, basically?
Yeah. The target is after the Loctrobe has finished, we will make sure that everything is working as planned, of course, and deploy the new vaults and the vaults will be in the vault section. So the end users does not have to understand how the whole system works. Just he will see some two new vaults where he or she will need to deposit those assets, and will have the possibility for auto compounding feature.
Okay, good. Let's see, slightly different questions. So right now, I have amps that are being generated on Prism that I have pledged on, I'm trying to use all the terminology correctly here, the Prism that I have pledged on Prism Protocol. So those amps, if I were to remove my Prism tokens from there, I would lose the existing amps that I have. So I think part of the choice that people have to make if they're already participating is, like, what exactly am I going to give up and what am I going to gain? So that's one sort of possibility in terms of change in, I guess, the amps yield that you might getting on existing Y Luna. So if I were to move from that protocol to this one, would I expect to see, like, is Nexus going to be waiting? Is it going to take like 30 days to get sort of like amps picked up for the whole protocol? Or do you guys already have amps that you're earning in the background that you're sort of like bringing to the table? Like, what's happening in the background?
No, we don't have amps that are we don't have amps at the moment. We will bootstrap the X Prism liquidity with the lock drop. And okay, so the question that you raised is what is the benefit, pros and cons of participating in this lock drop?
Okay, well, so no. I understand the lock drop. I'm just debating, okay, do I want to go and buy more X Prism to place in the lock drop, or do I want to mess with amps that I've already received? Is going to be a common user question, right? Like, it's going to be something that it'll just be one of those questions that people are going to have, right? In terms of, and then there's, of course, there's Prism tokens that I'm receiving on a daily basis that I'm claiming for my existing Y Luna farm. And I could basically consider using those also in the Nexus vault, right? Because those are not pledged yet. So I could do whatever I want with those. I think the the bigger question on people's mind is if they're already getting amps, should they break them in order to do this or not? And is going to be a strategic question. I think most people are going to ask themselves.
Oh yeah, yeah, for sure, for sure. And let me say that is not an easy question to answer. The main point of uncertainty comes from the fact that it is practically impossible to know what will be the future distribution of amps. So, like, for example, if you participate in the lock drop and then someone with very many amps unpledged, so lose the amps, the ratio that you would have had not participating would change, so that is something can happen.
So you're saying the ratio in both pools can change because of movement of coins this way and that way. I see what you're saying. It's going to be very difficult for the individual to know for sure. Just for, like, I was debating how I was going to do this myself, and I think what I'll do is I think I'll just get more X Prism, and I think I will maybe consider the use of the Prism tokens that I'm claiming from the farm that I already am in. And then I'm looking in my mind to consider, okay, depending on how the opportunity looks, maybe I might get some more Y Luna, refract some more Luna, get some Y Luna, and maybe participate in this in 5 days when that opens up. But I'm just talking out loud as far as like what I might do personally, because I already have Prism pledged. Some people who have not played with the Prism protocol yet, who may experience it for the first time, they're looking at a fresh opportunity, so it's a little bit simpler in that sense to compare, especially over time. But
absolutely. And if you it might be helpful to explain or share this mental model. So basically, and just to clarify a few points here. So if you are going to move your X-Prism, you are going to lose the possibility of earning an increased APR on your Y Luna. So for example, if there are users that have little to no Y Luna, and there are a bunch of them because and have many amps, for this particular set of users, there is not an opportunity cost at the moment. And there are many amps which are not paired with Y Luna. And the point is that pledging for amps is free, so that there are people that are pledging for amps even though they still don't have participated yet in the farming event. So I think we can summarize and see how three groups of people will look at this opportunity. So if there are people that have a bunch of amps but little to no Y Luna, then participating in the lock drop or in the vault when it will become live is definitely worth it, because amps are gives you an increased APR on your Y Luna. If there are the second group is people who have a bunch of Y Luna but little to no amps, and for this set of people, it will make sense to participate in the vault because they will practically increase the APR with someone else's amps, basically. And the third group of people is the people that have a good ratio, whatever this good means, between Y Luna and amps. And for those people, it is much more difficult mathematically to say if it will be convenient or not to shift. But for example, One, let's say that you have a good ratio between Wailuna and AMPs, and so you are getting some Prism rewards. And with those Prism rewards, if you take those Prism rewards and pledge for AMPs, this will shift the ratio of your position from what it is now, and will shift towards more Prism. So it might make sense to take those Prism rewards, stake and get X Prism, and deposit X Prism into Nexus, so that you can, in some sense, so that you can pair with someone else's Luna and get a share of the rewards.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I think it's hard to follow all this if you haven't played with Prism very much. But basically, what he's saying is that there's all sorts of opportunities available, because whether you're a new user, whether you're just buying X Prism today, whether you're refracting for the first time today, whether you already are receiving claimable amps, whether you have like, and if you have a lot of Wailuna, maybe you have too much Wailuna comparatively, or too little in your existing Prism farm, you could shift things around a little bit with at least the liquid portion. I think people are going to have less of an easy time moving Prism that they already have pledged for amps, but everything else you could fiddle around a little bit if you feel like you can get a better opportunity. Everyone should be aware that the numbers are going to change over, like, say, for example, the first month. And the systems will essentially find equilibrium with each other at one level or the other. So it's going to be difficult to say at any given moment what the perfect outcome would be had you like known the future. But I think if there are significant discrepancies in the different sort of yield opportunities, they might present you with some good possibilities in terms of placement of your assets that I think it improves the possible permutations of like playing this video game, so to speak. And I think the net effect also is that it will have a benefit to the Prism platform, because it provides an additional sort of like buying pressure there. A different question I had actually, let me get the question from You're My Boy, because I think he's had his hand up for a while. And then we can kind of move on to this next thing I had related to Nexus Protocol. You're My Boy, are you there?
Yep, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go for it.
Thanks. Yeah, question about that for that third group that Pip described. So I'm in that group where I've got, you know, a good amount of Wailuna and enough X Prism to be, you know, beating the median boost APR by a good amount. So my question is really about the timing. So let's say I participate in the lock drop, I forego my amps, and I deposit in the Wailuna vault on day one. When, let's say, Sephi comes in 30 days later and then deposits his Wailuna in that vault, is your vault keeping track of the fact that I've been vesting for 30 days? And so when that first day's worth of Prism rewards get farmed, like, they're going to me and others who've been in the vault for 30 days? Or when Sephi drops that big bag on day 31, does he get to, earn effectively rewards that, you know, he might not have been in the actual vault long enough to earn?
Yeah. So great question. And Papeli, I want to hear your kind of response to that too, this too. But, so I think short answer first, is that Sephi would be receiving kind of the same proportion of yield on day 30 as you who participate in day one. And you could look at that in two ways. You know, you from a user perspective, you might think, well, you know, that's not quite fair for me because I've been participating for longer. By the way, how you're incentivized for participating early is through the lock drop, right? Through the side distribution that we're giving people. But really, actually, the benefit is for people who come in later. You know, and this is, I think, based on just talking to a lot of people regarding Prism, unless you've already been staking amps for a long time, it sort of feels, well, you know, maybe you've missed out on participating in that whole system because you haven't had the time to accrue those amps. So it's not exactly friendly for new people who are trying to get into generating amps and participating and pledging their Next Prism. But with Next Prism, that same user on day 30 can actually just participate, monetize his or her amps, and get kind of equitable distribution of those rewards. And so we think actually this is a very net positive thing, because it does sort of bring more people in and allow people to not necessarily feel like they can't participate because they haven't been like pledging their X Prism for X amount of time and they're behind and those types of things. So yeah, that would be my response to that.
And also simultaneously, even the amps that you're claim, I'm sorry, the Prism tokens that you're claiming now in the farm, you know, you might find that applying that to the Nexus group pool makes more sense. So you might actually have people also coming and using lots of Prism that they're already acquiring. And that's indirectly boosting your benefits on Nexus, because those people are bringing more Prism to the table, which would then increase your Wiluna rewards as well, right? Like, so it's kind of an interesting feedback loop of different opportunities. But eventually what will happen is it'll all, in theory, it's going to wind up like reaching some sort of equilibrium point between the two. Like, you're thinking of two pools of water, and you know, there's a, you know, water splashes between them sort of, and eventually the things kind of like, you know, level out.
Yeah. Maybe I'm missing something in the mechanics of the lock drop, but I just think, you know, it's not good or bad. It's just the choice you guys have made. I think it disproportionately benefits either new participants or those that bring either Y, Luna, or X Prism. But I'm just trying to, it's hard to envision how somebody like in, and I think there's quite a few of us that have been, you know, in the farm for the whole period. It's hard to see if there's actually going to be a payback period where we'd be net positive, you know, from foregoing our amps and all of our Prism yield here for the next 30 days to jump into the vault. Because I've not,
if it's possible, if you are maybe very, very like poorly optimized in your current ratio, and that's a tricky thing to ascertain too, but if you're happy with where you are, it may not make sense to wreck it just to move everything, right? Like, it might make more sense to just like claim and use your X. You might claim your Prism tokens and use those. So there's different permutations of this. Basically, I think you just have to evaluate it as it goes forward. But I do think
that like what you're saying and like the question you're raising is completely fair, actually, and that's why we're trying to be very transparent. And also, just make sure people understand, like, if you unpledge your X Prism, you're destroying your amps, and so there is a calculation that you need to make. I think important parts of that are going to be how much Psy are you going to receive, right? And which is tricky, because you're not going to know the full, you're not going to know the final distribution until the lock drop is like nearly over. Similar, if you guys have participated in lock drops in the past, it's sort of how it works. You're not sure how much of the pie you're going to get until kind of the final numbers are in. But I think that's a super important part of it. And then, like Seffy said, I think you need to look at your own individual distribution and plans for those, that pairing of assets, Y Luna and X Prism. And if you're poorly optimized, or if you're, you know, if you're suboptimal there, then that might be informative too. So I think there's multiple parts to consider. And we don't want to convey that there's not a trade-off here. There definitely is. So I think what you're raising is a good point.
Yeah, appreciate that. Just last thing for me. I know you guys must have sort of modeled, you know, what level of deposits you think you might receive into both of the vaults to kind of determine profitability for Nexus. But not to hold you to it, but do you have any kind of a range, do you think, that you can provide us here on, like, what are you expecting your vault to generate in terms of the amps boost APR? you know, maybe a low end, high end, just to give us a sense of like what you're expecting.
Papelia, just really quick, because I want you to answer that question directly, but I think this is also part of maybe also part of how Psy stakers come into this. So Pip, actually, why don't you try to address that question? And then if we can briefly just talk about what the impact of Next Prism is for Psy and for Psy staker governance stakers, because I think that's also an important group, obviously an important group that we should talk about as well.
Oh, yeah, sure. Okay, so you are asking what some numbers, some estimation for how the vaults, the vaults APR, basically. Well, for Wailuna, it is the whole system and the mechanics behind the model will make sure that for Wailuna, the APR will be always higher than the base rewards. That's for sure. But other than that, it is very difficult to have a rough estimation. And honestly, in the research team, we didn't spend too much time on actually trying to predict what the APR will be, because that's not our focus. Like, our focus is trying to offer a better yield than just using Prisma Farm event. But I mean, if I could tell you the APR for the vaults, then it means that I could predict the price of Prism in the future, which I cannot. So
yeah, that's fair. Are you going to be like posting, like, not real time necessarily, but will we be able to see as the days pass, like, what kind of APR the X Prism you've got on deposit is generating for the X Prism vaults?
Yeah, absolutely. Both the Wailuna and the X Prism vault will have displayed APR. We've shifted our design to be a little bit more specific about how those types of things are calculated. Sorry, I just got a text.
Nick. For the second part, what is interesting here to say, I think, is what is the benefit for PSI stakers? And so basically, 5% of the all rewards that are going to be captured by Nexus vaults, so 5% of these Prism rewards will be converted into CNEX Prism and be given to PSI stakers. So two things. One thing is it is CNEX Prism because will have the nice feature that your rewards will be yielding even though you don't have claimed those rewards. So this is a nice feature. And basically, because 5% of the rewards are going to be converted into Next Prism and then see Next Prism, what happens is that the Nexus amps will increase more than linearly in time. Because if you have a fixed amount of X Prism, your amps increase linearly. I don't remember what is the rate, but it is linear. But Nexus X Prism will increase over time. Very difficult to know how, because it is very difficult to know how much rewards are we going to get and distribute. But initially the initial liquidity will be provided by the lock drop. But then, basically, 5% of all the rewards will be reutilized in Nexus. So our amps increase fast as a growth, which is faster than linear, and this will, in our opinion, make sure that the service will be competitive in the future, in the long run, and Yeah, basically 5% of that is of the all rewards is the fees that we are charging and distributing that fees to towards PSI stakers. And we made some computation, some estimation, and we believe that basically those rewards will offset the cost that all PSI stakers are paying, because this lock drop has some incentives, some PSI incentives, so inevitably will increase the inflation of the PSI token. It will increase the PSI inflation, but we think that the rewards will compensate for that. And it's worth noting that as our long-term vision for inflation is like we are trying to understand how to build how to leverage inflation so that it is the most effective as possible. And in these long-term plans, we in fact stopped with the ANC PSI airdrops, because we look at these airdrops and not stopped but paused, because we look at these airdrops and thought that it was not the most capital efficient way of using inflation. So what I'm trying to say is that all inflation is not the same, and we really carefully reasoned that these 25 million PSI as incentives for the lock drop will be more than enough compensated because of the rewards and because of the AMPs that Nexus is going to acquire over time.
Okay. Yeah, I think that was kind of my that was one of the questions I was about to ask as well. So you kind of already covered that. But Nalar, go ahead.
I have like five or six questions. So if anyone else wants to come up in between, just let me know and I'll stop talking.
Yeah, shooting out. Shoot away. Fire away.
Number one is, I know that like your Enluna and your NETH vaults have like a buyback feature, which like long term is held by Nexus. Is there a plan for anything like that with this next Prism vault?
No, because we evaluate where if you do the buyback, you cannot do at the same time the redepositing. Like you can either take the Prism rewards, convert into PSI and give that back to PSI stakers, or you can take the take the Prism rewards, convert it to Next Prism and give that to PSI. And we thought that it was a better idea to, instead of doing the buybacks, redirecting this type of tokens so that we can maximize in the long run, the AMPs that we get.
Okay. Second question is, so right now I'm seeing on the lock drop that 50% is put into the LP token, and then 50% you get as Next Prism, right? Am I correct in that for lock drop participants?
No, 50% of X Prism will be converted into Next Prism, and then combined with the X Prism to become the LP token.
So you're giving up 100% to enter, and with that, when you enter into the LP, you are then foregoing all of the possible X Prism rewards during the farm time. Is that correct?
No, actually no. Just to give you an example, if you lock 2 X Prism, one will be X Prism and the other will be converted into Next Prism and pair with one X Prism and become the LP token. Okay, or the LP tokens. Okay, and So your question is, how about the X Prism APR, the one that Prism protocol is giving to those who stake in the governance? And basically, well, half of the LP tokens is in X Prism, but the other half is could be swapped with the X Prism. So what happens is that both of Next Prism and X Prism get directly or indirectly the X Prism APR, because let's say that, for example, in 1 year, the price in the stable swap is one. Then in 1 year, X Prism has accrued some value, but because the pool design that we choose is a stable swap invariant, and because of the mechanism to maintain the peg, the price of Next Prism would be equal to the price of one X Prism. And so the ratio between X Prism and Prism, normal Prism, could increase, but would increase in both sides. I'm not sure I was clear enough with this answer.
I understood the X Prism mechanics, but I'm saying like the Prism farm rewards we are giving up in lieu of the, and in return we're getting the PSI token, if I'm understanding correctly.
Oh yeah, the Next Prism that are not stake does not benefit from Prism farm rewards. That's correct. Yeah, so that should be clear. The LP token would get, those who participate in the lock trip would get PSI rewards and would get the fees captured by the liquidity pool. And yeah, if you want to try to understand what the fees will be, you know that for sure 5% of the total rewards captured by Nexus will go through that same pool, so would be converted from X Prism to Next Prism. So at least the volume would be 5% of that rewards. So that is a very rough estimation, but what you need to understand is that you will get PSI rewards for participating in the lock drop, and your LP tokens will become more and more valuable because of the fees.
So is this listed anywhere, of the exact fees listed? Because I'm on the lock drop page right now and I'm not seeing anywhere specific that talks to the fees listed.
Mm-hmm. The pool would be Next Prism. X Prism would be in the Astroport amplifying parameter equal to 5, which, so it is a stable swap invariant pool. Mm-hmm. And the fee will be standard, so 0.05%, if I am correct.
Yeah, I think that sounds correct. You said the amplification was 5, right?
Yes.
Then the next one I had, what's, like, I know you spoke earlier about some sort of, I guess, mechanism through PSI governance of, like, I guess, decommissioning, I guess is the right word, of the Next Prism capacity. Like, is that just a regular governance vote? Is there any like internal metrics that you guys are thinking of like when you would propose it to happen? Is there like any understanding we could have on that, or is that still too early to worry about?
Oh, sorry, I think I don't understand your question, the first part of your question.
So you had mentioned that, you know, let's say a year from now, there is no functional utility for X Prism. What would be the steps or decisions made by the PSI team before you proposed like undoing Next Prism? So going from Next Prism back to X Prism. Is there anything like that? Or what would be the metrics that helps a PSI team decide, like, hey, our experiment with Next Prism is over, let's try and, you know, give back all the experts and stop providing the strategy. Is there any metrics like that?
Any metrics like that? Well, I think we kind of talked about it at the beginning, but it really has to do with if there's a value to amps in the future. And if there's a value to amps in the future, then I think, you know, we'd be definitely leaning towards retaining those amps so that we can actually have Next Prism evolve into, you know, future products and future involvement with Prism down the road. Because that's actually one of the strategic values of this, is that by generating these amps, we're putting ourselves in a strategic position to benefit from, you know, other things that Prism can come up with later down the road involving amps. But that's not exactly like a metric, like a data point, which is, I think, what you're asking for.
So, yeah, I mean, I think like what I'm specifically looking at is like, in your mind from the Nexus team, like what are the key parameters? Because I think if you say there's no utility, it's very, very hard to sort of make a point there. I think if you say like, hey, if we start to see revenues drop, you know, if we start to see like significant revenues drop, like no TVL locked in Prism, that would be a decision maker for us, right? That kind of gives me an idea of like when to plan for things as well. It's kind of what I'm looking for specifically. I know it's hard, but just like an initial indicator in my mind is something I always like to have.
I don't know that it'll be as much about revenue or indicators in that sense. I think it'll be more about, like I said, what are the kind of the use cases of amps? Because how do we plan to monetize those amps? But an important thing to note, and because I'm not sure, maybe for those of you who are listening, not super clear, the inflation that's coming from this event to facilitate Next Prism is really only isolated to the lock drop event. So there's not going to be any additional Psy rewards that are directed to the Next Prism LP, for example. And there won't be any other inflation that's being used to support Next Prism. So from that standpoint, basically once this product is up and running and it's working properly, there's not really an existing cost, like a reoccurring cost that we need to evaluate. Like if revenues start to decrease, then we're going to shut down the product or something like that. I don't think that would be in our... That wouldn't be at the center of our conversation. It'd be more so like, okay, we're getting closer to the end of the Y Luna farming period. You know, and then it's like, does it look like there's going to be future utility? Hopefully we know concretely at some point, right? What the future utility of amps is going to be. Is that monetizable? Yes or no? And then I think, yeah, it's probably going to be a conversation with our community to see if there's a desire to unwind Next Prism. But frankly, I this is a long ways away. And actually, I think the opposite's going to happen. I think Prism's going to come up with more and more ways to make amps relevant, because they're incentivized to do that. And Nexus, as in turn, will actually be increasingly you know, in an advantageous strategic position to take advantage of those things. So that's sort of how I think about this playing out. But certainly if that weren't to happen, I think we'd be having conversations around, you know, exactly your question later down the road once we have better visibility on what amps are going to be used for.
Perfect, thank you. And then I have one last question. In the current setup, assuming that there is some X-Prism or Prism governance implemented over the next couple of months, who gets to decide where PSI votes kind of in that point of view, right? Because you're holding the X-Prism and you're amping it, so you guys will get the votes. Who decides that?
This has not been finalized, the details on this side, but we are currently thinking of basically whenever there will be a governance proposal on Prism, we will make a governance proposal. Not we, but a governance proposal will appear on Nexus, on and PSI stakers will decide how to vote on the Prism governance. And there are two types of voting, and again, those are not been fully finalized. One type of voting is that, let's say that 51% of those who vote with PSI decided for something. Then we can either vote that with all X-Prism that Nexus has, or we can vote with the 51%, so the same percentage as the voting in Nexus, in the Prism governance. And we will see, we will try to think what is the most convenient way of doing it. Also talking with the Prism team and see how what is their thought about it.
Sweet. Thank you so much for answering all my questions.
Yep.
Thank you for the question.
Yeah. All very relevant questions, certainly. Let me get lastly Bros the Ghost up, and we can probably close it up after we get his questions, or if anyone else has any comments up here that we have not covered. Bros, go
thanks,
ahead.
Thanks, Effie. I'll try to, hopefully this is concise and help summarize how I'm taking it or understanding it. But I guess, I know you've mentioned in the past that X-Prism and Prism, like there's an arb on that between those two pairs that's existed. X-Prism, because it's accruing value. If someone wants to come to the market with fresh capital, they could arb between those pairs. And so I guess my question is, does the next Prism X-Prism pair sort of bring capital efficiency to that arbitrage? And is that sort of where some of that super linear growth might come from in the lock drop pool that we're building here?
Yeah, so I guess what he's asking is, are Prism tokens in this system, are they... minted, are you minting X-Prism and pledging it, or are you swapping to X-Prism if there is an arbitrage opportunity? And I think what he's asking is the protocol taking advantage of that arb when it exists, or does the automation does not include that that element?
Okay. No, initially I didn't understood the question. So okay. I think it would be a nice feature. So like having on the next Prism vault the possibility of, if you click a button, you can either mint or buy, depending that if the next Prism price is below one in next Prism. Yeah, so that would be a nice feature. I don't think in the current design will be implemented. But I don't think it will be hard to add that. So, yeah, actually, that is a nice suggestion. So having one button where you can click, and in the background, what will happen is that you will either mint or buy, mint next Prism or buy next Prism, depending on what is the cheapest option. Yeah, and I think it is a good suggestion. And I think this is referring to the dialogue that we had before. So whenever is more convenient to buy next Prism from the market, then new users that will come would probably do that. And so the peg would be restored, because in fact, what will happen is that you will be able to enter this particular strategy with less capital. And so, yeah, and so basically that will eventually restore the peg. I'm not sure
that
was...
No, I think that does gets to sort of what I was trying to understand, sort of what's sort of happening. And so I appreciate you taking the question. I think I'm pretty, don't really have much else to add. Hopefully that didn't confuse people. Cheers.
Cheers. Thank you. Thank you for your question and suggestion.
I think we have one more question from my boy here. What's up?
Yes. Sorry, I think I missed it when you guys were talking about the different like auto compounding token options in the vaults. But if, let's say I'm in both your Y Luna and X Prism vaults, and I want to replicate what I'm doing right now in the Prism Farm, which is I want every Prism I'm earning. I want to keep it and I want to pledge it, convert and pledge. Will I have that option in either vault where all my rewards, I can turn it into X Prism and also deposit those X Prism rewards into your X Prism vault? And or will I have an option to just claim those rewards versus keeping them like in the vault as they're earned?
Yes, yes, exactly. There will be 4 native tokens for Nexus. N Y Luna, which is the recipe that you have deposited Y Luna, and you can stake it. So staked. No, this is not a token. You can stake N Y Luna, and you will see your claimable rewards increase over time. But then you can also access this auto compounding feature, which is represented by the token CNY Luna, Chinese New Year Luna, if you want this. No, it was a stupid joke. On the other side, there will be next Prism token. If you stake next Prism token, you will see your claimable rewards increase over time, but then you can have compounded next Quinis. So C next Prism, which is the auto compounding version of that. So as you just said, if you have this token, C next Prism to next Prism ratio will increase over time, just like the ratio between AUSD and USD. So it is like the standard format for auto compounding tokens.
Okay, but it sounded like when you were describing the Y Luna auto compounding option, that my Prism rewards are going to get auto compounded into more Y Luna or your NY Luna. What if I want my Y Luna vault rewards, I want to turn those into X Prism and deposit those Y Luna vault rewards into the X Prism vault?
Mm-hmm. Okay. This option is not currently available, so I don't think it will be available in the beginning in the vaults. But it is a sensible decision, so I think that we could provide it. I am not a dev on Queen, so I will need to talk with them. But I think these sort of features will be possible.
Okay. And yeah, I think it's worth considering. There's a lot of, I think, folks that are currently farming that just are bullish Prism and want to keep all of their Prism rewards and grow it. So that'd be great. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it makes sense. If there will be enough community interest in that, I think we will probably do it. Yeah, again, I cannot speak for the devs and what it is technically possible, but I cannot see a reason why it shouldn't. So yeah, I think it is. If it is a sensible option to have.
Excellent. I think, do you guys have time for another question here? Philip was trying to come on. You guys okay?
Yeah, maybe if this could be the last one.
Yeah, this will be the definite last. Let's see if Philip has the last here. Philip, you're last to go here. We're going to definitely close up after you.
Thanks for taking me. It's very interesting discussion. I think Prism is a very interesting protocol, but it's always very hard to explain, like the Prism, X-Prism, and Y-Luna, P-Luna. So yeah, it's always challenging, even if I talk to my friends and try to promote it. But I think we all have the same issue a bit. What I was wondering regarding this AMPS issue, because, for example, me, I'm staking and also AMPing X-Prism. And I want to ask why it's not possible to, for example, I do not have this perfect ratio of, let's say, Y-Luna and X-Prism. And for example, I would like to basically put some of my AMPS and X-Prism that I have into the new lock drop. But I just want to ask, is there some technical limitation why it's not possible and why I have to basically lose all my AMPS if I want to do it, or why did you decide for this way?
The AMPS system is designed specifically to promote long-term holders, so it wasn't designed in a way to make it
liquid.
Okay. And it's designed that way to sort of like preserve holding a reason to hold the Prism token outside of the other reasons. It's already in a smart contract in that setup. So you would have to basically break it from that contract by extracting it. And there's no way to transfer the existing contract essentially over to the Nexus protocol, because it's not a liquid state. It's not a liquid contract essentially for AMPS. So the X-Prism is liquid, but the AMPS piece of it is not liquid essentially, right? So that's why you can't do that. But yeah, and it was designed, I think, intentionally that way. And so because it was designed intentionally that way, that creates an opportunity for Nexus to create something interesting around it. If it wasn't produced that way, then it wouldn't make sense for Nexus to do this at all, really. That's the way to think about this, okay?
I think that's right. Was there a follow-on question there, Philip? I did want to just
Want to confirm, basically. So the only way, basically, for me in this case would be to either put in more Y-Luna to optimize my ratio, basically, and to buy some, let's say, Prism and then X-Prism in order to participate in the lock drop. So there's basically no way around this. Okay, understood.
Yeah, because I think actually in really simple terms, Next Prism is allowing you to monetize your AMPS. So right now, if you have a suboptimal pairing, you know, for yourself personally, but you're generating AMPS, but you don't have enough Y-Luna to pair with them to make make use of them, then those AMPS are basically being generated, for no real purpose. But in Next Prism, we're actually monetizing those AMPS for you and paying you for that. Not us directly, but the system will direct more rewards towards you for your contribution of AMPS to the overall system, if that makes sense. So I think actually, in terms of how to think about Next Prism and the value that it has, I think monetize your AMPS is definitely a core piece of it. And then maybe another anecdotal piece, which we didn't mention, but I think is also relevant, is claiming your AMPS. So, you know, we will claim your AMPS for you. You don't have to claim your AMPS, which is a bit controversial because I know people really like their confetti. So I'm sorry for you guys for taking away the confetti. I know that's the favorite part of some degens days, especially in downtrending market. But constantly managing that ratio of assets and claiming your AMPS and all that stuff, that's all stuff that Next Prism will kind of take off your shoulders, as a product. So we're super excited for this. I do want to call out that there has been a total of 176,000 X Prism deposited so far. Again, the lock drop will last for five days in total. You'll have 4 days that are kind of like risk-free. You can pull in and out. Make sure to check out kind of like the multiplier effect, like we covered at the very beginning. And then that ROI will actually, you know, decline as people go in, but you know, make sure you're looking at that, because if people don't know about if people don't know about the lock drop event and they don't participate, you could end up getting a very, very significant amount of Psi tokens for your X Prism. So make sure to kind of keep an eye on that. If we're doing our job well, enough people will know about the lock drop event to where, you know, hopefully the ROI is still quite high, but a lot of people are excited about it. But I just wanted to call out, like, right now, the ROI is very, very high, but I expect that number to go down, like I said. So make sure to check out the lock drop event, and happy International Star Wars Day. It's also May the 4th, so May the 4th be with you.
Okay, yeah. Everybody. Yeah.
If I can add something about the ROI, it is displayed as ROI and not APR, because keep in mind that the rewards are going to be vested linearly every day, and this period is 3 months, regardless of your locked period. So just to be clear here, that the rewards you will receive that in 3 months, not in 1 year. So while doing a comparison one-to-one to ROI and APR is not good, since instead you don't have to wait 1 year to get all the rewards, but just 3 months. So yeah, keep in mind that if you see, I don't know, 10% is 10% in 3 months, not in 1 year.
Yeah, that's a very important detail. It wasn't obvious to me, so that's good. Very good, guys. Excellent conversation, and I think we have most of our technical degen shit covered. So it's been awesome having everybody on.
Thanks again, Steffi, for helping us with this, and appreciate everybody who came up on stage and asked questions and stuff. Really appreciate you, and thanks for everybody for tuning in and listening, and hopefully you're excited about the Lockdrop event, and you know, make sure to tell others about it too, because we think it's a great opportunity. So thanks again, and have a great rest of your week.
Yeah, thank you guys, and thanks for the amazing questions and suggestion that came up in this Twitter space, and have a nice time.
Talk to you guys later. Bye.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was the Next Prism Lock Drop AMA, co-hosted by CFI, recorded on Wednesday, May 4th, 2022. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening. Waking up like a basement dweller, stepped out the door and heard racists yelling. 2020, what an ugly shit show. Staring at the fucking Rickroll from the get-go. Looking outside, the whole state's on fire. The fuck do you expect when you embrace the liars and replace the writers with AI just like us? Emaciated models killing bright birds. First in, last out, picture me rolling. The worst time to cash out, so what you holding? The Merc's gonna cash cow, country stolen. Drooling over chicken like the goose is golden. Trying to be soulful, spitting that molten lava from the bottom of the caldera. I'm hot and gonna put it in a bottle and offer it to the god who hit the gas full throttle, blasting off in a rocket.
The many people who will see things happen to them that are in their favor. Know, someone's looking over me. That's a fascinating phenomenon when that happens. And when you analyze those situations, what you find is that we as humans simply have a profound inability to understand statistics and probability.
Stitching these writings, living that life like, who would have guessed you turn out this nice, right? Avoiding stress, that's the motherfucking secret. Print that shit on a motherfucking leaflet. I'm just an asshole hooked on the bricks. Looking at the rectangles, damn, they kinda thick. We've gone through a whole lot of kings here. Cutting off heads just to bring cheer. Getting all fired up, Tiger King, line them up. When you'd give an arm and a leg just to try the junk on some first time buyer's luck. Alexa, set a reminder and remind me to buy a bunch. And put your hands up if you fuck this year. And keep them in the air if you're picking up the spare. And put your mask on just to go outside. Looking at the planet about to downsize.
So climate change will not make Earth. I live in New York City, where in our harbor we have the Statue of Liberty. If you melt the water ice, it's
basically every other coastal city that we've spent thousands of years building since the dawn of civilization.
Channel Spaces.